USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate passed a bipartisan $4.6 billion measure to deliver aid to the southern border to care for thousands of migrant families and unaccompanied children. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pressing to merge the bills as she feels the situation is child abuse.
It is an atrocity that violates every value we have, not only as Americans, but as moral beings.
On the other side of the aisle, Representative Kevin McCarthy claims that the Republicans have brought other measures to the Democrats, which were denied.
But Democrats, Madam Speaker, have rejected a bill to provide the aid that is needed, not once, not twice, but 18 times.
On Wall Street, stocks finished the day slightly lower. The S&P 500 index lost for the fourth straight day. The NASDAQ finished 25 points higher, and the Dow fell 11.4 points to 26,536.82. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In Miami, Democrats are facing off in prime time tonight in the first debate of the 2020 presidential campaign for the party's quest to take the White House from Donald Trump. While the crowded field has been courting voters in key states for several months already, the vast majority of the nation has yet to pay close attention to the ambitious and diverse field. Tonight's debate participants include Cory Booker, Tulsi Gabbard, Beto O'Rourke, and Elizabeth Warren. The second group of 10 Democrats, led by early frontrunner Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, will debate tomorrow. Two German tourists visiting family in nearby Portland, Oregon were run over and killed by a local man as they sunbathed in a swimming hole. Police arrested David E. Croswell, age 71, of Washougal, Washington, and held him on suspicion of vehicular homicide while driving under the influence of intoxicants and hit-and-run driving that caused a death. Killed were Rudolf and Regina Holstadt of Germany. The pair had arrived in the United States just a few days ago to visit the Portland metropolitan area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Earth observation satellite got a great view of a massive rocket launching from Florida. USA's Wendy King has the story.
The GOES East Weather Satellite, which orbits at an altitude of 22,300 miles, captured several pictures of SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket streaking into the heavens from Florida's Space Coast. The heat signature of the huge, fast-moving rocket is clearly visible in the images from the satellite, which sees our planet in visible and infrared light. The Falcon Heavy ended up delivering 24 satellites to a variety of orbits over the course of multiple hours, successfully completing a complicated mission that SpaceX founder Elon Musk called the company's toughest ever. The launch was the first heavy mission for the U.S. military. It was organized via the Air Force's Space Test Program and the third flight for the huge rocket overall. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
In Honolulu, Beth Chapman, who co-starred with her husband on Dog the Bounty Hunter and later spoke out against some bail reform measures as the leader of the National Bail Agents Organization, has died. Chapman died at Queens Medical Center after an almost two-year battle with cancer. She was 51. Chapman was diagnosed with throat cancer in September 2017 after getting a nagging cough checked out. A tumor was removed and she was declared cancer-free, but in November 2018 she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.